Logos are off, baby. Logos are off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, logos are off. They're being put in post this time around. Yes, I forgot. We are... Oh, wait. Let me get my podcast helmet on.
Come on, man.
Now I'm ready. Oh, shit. That's not going to sound good. That's already...
It didn't sound great, but it doesn't...
That's already messed up the microphone here.
Oh, jeez.
Well, we're snowed in. We're snowed in here. Had to switch to a Zoom for this one. Which typically I don't like to do, but God, it's just driving me nuts over here.
I think you sound fine.
Yeah, but
coming through crystal clear on my end, Andy.
I think we made the right move though. It was a little early to call it, but the snow, I kept thinking it was going to go away or calm down, and then it would just pop right back up again. I did venture out earlier today because I've been staying at our parents' house, which this is kind of like a reverse COVID situation. That's when that was happening.
You were
the one who was stuck here, and now I am. Oh, God.
Where are you recording at? Where was your choice of recording? Are you
posted up in the bedroom.
There you go. Know.
Whereas you seem to be a couple of pals and you are orbiting.
Yeah, right I'm now. In outer space. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in outer space today. So yeah. You know, listen, hey, this is the first podcast recorded in the new house. So exciting. And you know, knock on wood, hopefully we keep the ball rolling here. With you know, minus the snow. Yeah, you know, I think it actually, speaking of the weather, not that people care, but I do think it's it's going to stop snowing for about 2 hours or so. I think it's going to pick back up again around 5, though, which is usually when I would head to the studio. It's just about, it's a little later, or, you know, it's about an hour or so. So,
yeah.
Getting on the horn a little early. And hey, listen, man. Got to make do with what we can. We're fighting through the elements right now.
Too true. Yeah, I'm checking out the window. I got the live Doppler radar out here. Nice. Still coming. What's it's still Donnie coming Paul down. Saying? Still coming down, but there's less snow, but the wind is still kicking. So for all you folks out there, you know, and there it is. But I did it. I ventured out earlier today. To go to the comic book store. I checked to see if they were open on Instagram, and they were. And it, you know, it's about 15 minutes away from here. The whole trip took me about an hour. The roads were just bad. You know, people have their hazards on. I was sliding around a little bit, but you know me, I'm cool and collected, baby. I'm ready to Tokyo drift. I'm ready to Antarctica drift. I'm ready to Switzerland drift. Any country, any type of drift. I'm ready to go. But yeah, I got in there and it opened at 11 o'clock and I got in there at like 11:45 or something maybe. And the guy was like, yeah, I think we're going to close it at 12 actually. So I was like, okay, all good.
Yeah. Was there anybody else in there or were you solo?
One other guy like did end up walking in. He had a very far off stare in his eyes, so I'm not sure if he knew that he was walking into a comic book store, or if he was just seeking shelter, or what. If he was some sort of vagabond, he had that vagabond look in his eye. But God, this is so stupid, but I have to get it off my chest because I'm just furious about it. I went to Mighty Taco right after. I'm like, I know they're going to be open. Let me drive through real quick, and the lady who was working the window, I don't know if she was drunk or if she's just mentally unwell, but it was just a bad situation, and it just turned into this thing where there was this moment where, like, so I go up and I pay and she hands me my drink and she's like, okay, have a great day. And I'm like, okay, slip of the tongue. She hasn't given me my food yet, whatever. So a few minutes pass. She opens the window back up. She's got to do it manually, by the way, which is weird. She pries open the window, and she goes, $17.50. And I go, I already paid, actually. And now she's, like, looking at this bag, looking at the window. And I've got my receipt, so I'm kind of getting ready to hand it. Like, this is what I had. And she's like, "Yeah, you had the beef burrito and some sausage and peppers." And I go, "No, I didn't actually. I had a chicken fajita and just chips and cheese. I'm just one man." And so she's holding the same bag of food, Matthew. And like I said, I'm one guy. I'm just getting one chicken fajita. So she's got this bag that is clearly full of food. And she just looks down at the bag, looks at me, and she goes, "Yeah, you're good." And it was just this moment where, like, I know she's given me the wrong food. She knows she's given me the wrong food. But we're just like, neither of us are really going to do anything about it right now. So I go, "Okay, thanks." And I drove away.
That's your fault. That's
no, it wasn't, Matthew. It wasn't my fault. Now, yes, I know what you're going to say, and I feel the same way. I was mostly concerned that now the person behind me is going to not get their order or whatever. Stop checking on your little guys back there. They're fine. They're checking the systems. They're doing hydraulics. They've got it all. Also, I love how they're clearly aliens in a high tech spaceship, and that guy just has a clipboard, just a regular ass clipboard.
Yeah.
Not even like an iPad or a tablet or something. That doesn't seem safe. I don't trust it. List
before we can go back into light speed, buddy.
Light speed. I love it. But yeah, these,
I don't care. Honestly, not to be disrespectful, but I don't care at all about the person behind you's food. What I'm saying is, you know, she was handing you the wrong food. Why didn't you just be like, "That's not a chicken fajita. Like, that's not
because,
what I ordered."
I'll tell you why, man.
Because here's why.
I was about to explain it to you, and then you cut me off again. You asked me a question, and then I tried to answer.
You go ahead.
So the reason I did it, Matthew, is because, yes, I know she's giving me the wrong food, but she also clearly knows that she's giving me the wrong food. And like I said, this woman was not well. So, like, what am I going to do here? Am I going to argue with a mentally unfit person? Or am I just going to cut my losses?
Just say, "This is not my food. This is not what I ordered."
Matthew, I'm telling you, she would have just looked. She would have taken the bag back, done a quick 360 little hokey pokey, and handed it right back to me, dude.
Just a spin around with the same.
Yes,
bag
just
in your
a
hand.
Quick spin around.
Like, you ever seen those videos when somebody's like, "Can I speak to the manager?" And the person like is like, "Sure," and just turns around real quick and is like, "I am the manager, bitch."
I've never seen that, but I do. I like that idea.
Right. Never mind. That doesn't make as much sense to you. Did you eat what was in the bag, though?
No. I honestly...
So you didn't eat it all?
No, I gave it... Mom ate it, though. I was like, I don't know what I've got for Mighty Taco, but I know that I'm going to think it's gross. Because I think the beef at Mighty Taco is disgusting.
Nah, that's on you. You know, see, I do like the chicken... Okay, question. Do you get the small chicken fajita or the large chicken fajita?
I get the large chicken fajita.
Lettuce, tomato, or peppers, onions?
I get just lettuce because you know me, I don't like tomato. But I get guacamole in there. Lettuce, that's guacamole, all. Little chicken.
Cheese, chicken.
Yeah, it's delicious.
That sounds like a dry-ass taco.
No, it's not because the cheese is melty as hell and the guacamole is moist. You know me, I like a moist guac, baby.
Wait, did you say small or large? I forgot already.
Large.
Also, okay, you go large?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. See, that's a horrible order.
What?
Just straight up.
Whatever. If I'm not here for you to insult my ordering things, all right? I get what I like.
No, because you have the number one thing wrong about the chicken fajita. Is that you have to, you always get nacho cheese on the chicken fajita.
I didn't even know that was a possibility, so.
Yeah, you go chicken fajita, you go, so this is what I do. I call them warm-up tacos. I get two small chicken fajitas.
Oh my God.
Lettuce, tomato. Sour cream, nacho cheese, hot sauce. Two smalls like that. And then you get whatever your one menu item is.
That is... Okay, here's the thing that's really getting me about this. Is like... I mean, it's obvious that with an order like that, you should weigh 260 or something like that, of course. But here's the thing. Is... You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts that have like fat hosts, and I'm not just talking about their weight. I'm talking about their mindset, baby. They got that fat mindset. which is what you're expressing. The thing that bothers me about it is that you're absolutely correct. You're so right. Like, that is the best way to enjoy it. Get a couple of appetizer tacos, baby. What are we doing here? You only live once. And my biggest problem with that is, of course, you just can't eat that way all the time. Well, you know, if you're not,
well, that's why I don't eat Mighty Taco every day. Stuff.
Yeah, but I know that you're still doing it with like other things. Like, you have a version of that when you go to other fast food places, I'm sure. Like, you know, if you go to Burger King,
that's why I don't.
Well, I get an appetizer that is a chicken fry or two chicken fry orders.
No,
and then I get
if I go to Burger King, I always get three things, but it's always a 2-in-1. And it depends on what I'm in the mood for. So I either get two cheeseburgers, no pickle, and one spicy chicken junior. Or I get two spicy chicken juniors, one cheeseburger, no pickle.
So that's three sandwiches.
Yeah, but they're small sandwiches. I don't go there for a snack. If I'm going to eat something at a fast food restaurant, I still need a meal.
How many meals do you eat a day?
Three max.
Right, but
I used to eat more.
No, I'm saying, I know three max, but like on average, do you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Do you eat all three meals?
Yes. Yeah, I always eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Interesting. Okay.
Because that's how you're supposed to live.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't.
I tell people all the time, like, you got to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because that's how you get all you touch all your different food groups. My breakfast is usually either oatmeal or Raisin Bran Crunch, which is the superior cereal I've recently discovered.
Yeah.
And I know I've talked a lot of shit about raisins in my day, Andy. And Raisin Bran is not a great cereal, but Raisin Bran Crunch, I did not know there was a difference. Holy shit, man.
Oh, there's
Raisin
a difference,
Bran
baby.
Crunch. Raisin Bran Crunch is a top three cereal.
Wow.
And I bet you it's not.
The Crunch.
Oh, dude, the crunch is unreal. Because there's like some extra added sugar in there or something or two. I don't know if it comes from the raisins or if it comes from the crunch. But so the milk almost turns into like frosted flake milk. You know what I mean? Like, it's got some flavor in it. And then the crunch is so good because like I like when your cereal gets like soggy. But the problem with that is then it gets too soggy. Like, it's hard to find the perfect – like you only get a couple bites of the – like your first couple bites are too crunchy. Your last couple bites are too soggy. You only get a few bites of the perfect ratio of like crunchiness to mushiness when you're eating cereal. Raisin Bran Crunch, exact opposite. Every bite is the perfect crunchiness because the crunch is like an oat cluster that does not get soft with milk.
What a terrific little commercial there for Raisin Bran Crunch from Kellogg's.
Andy, I'm telling you right now, it's the cereal of the future.
I'll give it a shot because I love regular ass Raisin Bran. Obviously,
I got a family size box in my house right now. If you get here,
maybe I'll
half galley too. Fresh half galley, 1% baby. Shout out,
1% the superior milk, dude.
Yep,
I had a friend who like they drank whole milk. That's what they drank, dude. That's what they had, and that's insane. It's crazy.
You know, living in like an apartment with other people when other people are doing shopping too, like, but not so, but like, you know, it's community stuff. Like, I had some roommates that would buy whole milk. And if I was eating cookies or whatever, and I needed some milk to go with my cookies, and you always have a little bit left over, I would drink it after. I really don't know what I mean, it doesn't taste that much different.
No, it doesn't, but it's just like, it seems thick as hell to me. It's a thick milk. It's almost a cream. Why not just drink cream, man?
I don't know. Drink half and half?
Yeah, drink half and half.
What is half and half? Does anybody know?
It's half cream, half milk, dude. You know who knows? You know who knows that? Everybody. Literally every person knows that except you, apparently.
It doesn't say. Does it say that on there? I'm
sure it says it somewhere.
It was half something. It was half of something and another half of something.
Another half of something. We don't know what it is, but it's white. I wanted to
what
ask
is
you how the Bills game was because you ended up going, right?
I did. It was much fun. It was very cold, but it was much fun. I don't know why. I mean, it was the temperature was cold. It was like in the low teens, but I've been to colder, and this one felt really cold, and it wasn't windy either. So I expected it to not be as cold, but it was quite chilly out there. But it was good. I mean, honestly, it was cool to be there, like the whole snow thing. The like we were sitting up in the top bins, and I don't know if you saw, like they couldn't clear all the snow out and stuff fast enough, so they were just like whatever. They just left it at a certain point. So like the stairs to like go up and down the 300s, were
Oh
so
man.
full of
Isaac
snow,
Zoom
and people
fucking
like
froze out. I
after
can't believe
people,
it.
what
Just
would
when we
I
were
lag
talking about
out?
the stairs.
No, I still got you.
Ugh, this is what happens.
I
This is
still
why we
got you.
do it in studio. I remember the old days we used to do
I
it
know, but I can
live
still
every
hear you.
week, and it was a goddamn nightmare. And now here we are.
I could still hear you the whole time, Andy.
I couldn't hear you for a damn second. You totally froze. All your
No,
little alien buddies
I
froze.
still
Tell
had.
them to get to work on that shit, baby. Where's a diagnostics check?
Sorry about that. Well, I
That's all
still
right.
had you the
Get
whole
back to
time.
the stairs.
Like they were full of snow, so when people start like the first people probably that started walking up and down them, like as people started doing it, it all started getting matted down, but there was so much snow it wasn't matting, it didn't mat down flat, so it matted into like one giant ramp of like slippery hard snow from the top to the bottom. So like there's videos of people, like people were like sledding down them and stuff like that because you couldn't walk down them. Like trying to walk down them was an absolute nightmare. Stone cold sober, you would have been in trouble. And I was talking to the guy that like works the section, like the worker guy, and he had a bag of salt. So I told him like after the first quarter or whatever, when I went down there, I was like, "Hey, listen, I appreciate the effort. Salt's not working. Like you're gonna have to hit that with some more salt." He's like, "Oh, I got another bag right there. I'm gonna hit it pretty soon." So then, like, I saw him in the third quarter. He's like, "I'm going back up with the salt now." So we hit him with the salt again. And then by the end of the game, the stairs had melted down pretty good from the salt. So I let him know. I was like, "Dude, salt works. Appreciate you. Out
Wow,
here saving lives, and you don't even know it."
the
Yeah,
salt
Senor
man
Salt, I was
cometh.
calling him. But no, it was good. There were some Steelers fans in our section. They were pretty good fun. I feel like the Steelers fans, most of them that were at the game, were pretty understanding of what was about to happen. Like the Steelers, kind of snuck into the playoffs. I think that they were pretty aware that they were going to lose. They were just there for a fun time. So I appreciated them for that. Like they weren't rude. But no, it was good. It was fun. It was an absolute nightmare getting in and out, which like I know they worked really, really hard even to get the streets cleared. So like I'm not at all faulting them for that, but because there was just so much snow, so like you like there was roads that were only like two, like one lane in, one lane out, where usually they'll try to extend them and they'll make like the shoulder a lane too. Or there was like the park, people couldn't get out of like certain parking lots. And like, oh my God, it took so long to get home. That was my only complaint, was how long it took to get home. But again, to nobody's fault, it was just that was, the hand we were dealt.
Yeah, that truly sounds like a nightmare for me. I really get so I that's one of the things I dislike about myself the most is just how stressed out I get, like entering and exiting big sporting events like that and stuff, and like concerts and everything. Like,
Like
I
having to
don't
wait in line to
necessarily
scan your
consider
ticket and
myself an
shit like
anxious
that.
guy, but it really fucking comes out when like that happens. Like I try to really push it down now, but back before I was super like aware of it. I remember going to like a baseball game with my wife, and the whole game I was just like, seventh inning stretch, we're gonna leave, right? Like we're gonna go. And she's like, yeah, I guess if you want to. And in retrospect, I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like I don't know. It just makes me so anxious. Like even I was supposed to go to the Sabres game the other week or whatever, against the Kraken, and the whole day leading up to it, we didn't end up going, and I was relieved because I'm like, God, I don't have to find some place to park. I don't have to carry cash. I thought about like even paying to get into the garage, but when you get into the garage, sometimes that takes a really long time to get out of there just because you have to wait
Yeah,
in line or
can't
whatever.
park in the garage.
I
Can't park
know.
the. I mean,
It's.
I've got my Sabres game spot down pat. That's the thing. Like Bills game, I don't necessarily have a designated spot, but there's a lot of people that do. So like respect to that. They know exactly how, they know exactly how long it's going to take to do what. They got it all down pat. But Yeah, no, it was good. It was good.
Now, at this game, Matthew, was there any any new snacks at the snack bar? For example, I don't know if you're aware of this. I thought maybe it would have reached the concessions at the stadium, but this new fad in China, this new popular street food, I shit you not, it's grilled ice cubes.
I saw that on TikTok one day. I haven't decided if it's real or not yet.
Dude,
I
it's
mean, I
gotta be
know it's
real. I'm
real, but
watching a video of it right now.
I know, but I haven't decided. Yeah, they throw like some seasoning on the ice cubes while
They
they're
season the
grilled,
shit out
right?
of those cubes.
Yeah, that's like you might as well just take a spoonful of seasoning and put it in your mouth. That's pretty much what you're doing, right?
Yeah, that's really all it is. You're just
Like
kind of.
mix some pepper in with your water and drink it. That's pretty much what you're doing.
Yeah,
I wonder how much I wonder how much a grilled ice cube costs.
Oh,
Like, how much for
it's
a
gotta be
one cup of
nothing,
grilled
right?
ice cube? Yeah, and
One.
that's probably
It
why
looks
it's
like they serve it
popular.
on plates. I don't think you get it in cups. Looks like you
See,
get it on plates.
that it makes way more sense to me to come in cups because then when it melts, at least you're still getting your money's worth. Like, how quickly do you have to eat a plate of grilled ice cubes?
Depends on how cold it is, I guess. That's
Yeah, I
very
guess that's
interesting.
true.
I mean,
Does
that's
it
got to
snow?
be
This
hard
might
to eat
make
with
me sound really
chopsticks too.
stupid, but like, what is the climate like in in China? Is it snowing in China?
I mean, sometimes, definitely in some places. I honestly have no
Well, I know
fucking
like there's
idea.
in mountainous areas and stuff.
Oh yeah, and you gotta have some snowy mountains, baby. Can you even be considered a country if you don't have some snowy mountains? That's why America's number one. Do
The
not
average
match snowy
snowfall is
mountains.
11 days per year.
Oh, that's nothing. Freaking China. Everybody's
But
so
they but
worried that China's gonna take us over and all this stuff. It snows for 11 days there, man. What do we gotta worry about? We shouldn't be worried about that, dude.
My past two Google searches now are, what is half and half and does it snow in China?
What is half and half?
Yeah. What
Dude,
is it half of?
you keep making Google searches like that, you're gonna be working at Mighty Taco in no time. Fuck that
Oh,
lady.
jeez
Circle
Louise.
back. I'm not over it.
It's your own fault. You did it to
It's
yourself.
not my
Oh,
own
now I got the
fault.
yawns all of a sudden. I got the
It's not my
yawns all
own
of a sudden,
fault.
brother.
Here's some other things that have caught my attention recently. Now, you and I, we're brothers. I don't know if you know that, but just in case we are. And we're doing this podcast, making a go of it. Now, there's another pair of brothers. I'm trying to see where they are. I believe it's somewhere in England. And they
What are they
are,
doing?
I'll tell you right now. So, it's a little, this is freaking me out a little bit. But it's a pair of brothers. They're both single, they have no children, and they have a massive cuckoo clock collection, and they're looking for an heir to their cuckoo clock fortune. They have like this museum that they run, I guess, or whatever, and it's filled here. Look at this. That's all the cuckoo clocks that they, well, I mean, that's not all of them, but that's some of them. So they're looking
Wow.
for their.
Are they all set to the same time?
That's a great question. Well, here's a photo of one of them setting the clock. So, it
Because,
doesn't
like,
look like it in the
do they all cuckoo at the same time? Because that would be the most impressive feat to get them all exactly in sync.
That's not a bad idea. See, I'm worried though that it would cause structural damage to the building, all of the cuckoo clocks going off at that same time. Yeah, that would truly rattle the walls. Although I do think that would be kind of a cool, exhibit, I guess, to have. Like, oh, if you buy your tickets for the 11:30 tour halfway through at 12, because I assume the tour takes at least an hour. You're gonna need at least an
Yeah.
hour to see all those gorgeous clocks,
Most
at noon.
definitely.
You're gonna get the chance to, it's like the fucking parades or like Fantasmic at Disney World. You know what I mean? It's like 5 minutes until it starts, and then everybody kind of gathers around and it cuckoos for a second, and then I guess you go home. But so these guys, let me see if I can get any more details on here. But yeah, they are So their ages, they're 71 and 69. So they're looking to retire. Oh, and one of them has MS. So they need somebody to take care of these cuckoo clocks. In Cheshire, England, which is great location, especially for cuckoos. A lot of cuckoo heads out that way.
Does the heir have to keep the museum there? Could the heir relocate the museum? Where's the home of the cuckoo clock?
Like, where was the cuckoo clock invented?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Southwest Germany.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Black Forest area in Southwest Germany.
Ooh, spooky.
The cuckoo clock was popularized there.
Oh, yeah, that's real spooky. See, that's a place where you gotta have the cuckoo clock just to scare away the spirits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's 750 clocks at this place.
That's nothing.
We it kind of that. Is.
What is there?
Expected, but they take up a lot of space.
I know, but if you're going to be a museum for cuckoo clocks and you don't even have 1,000 cuckoo clocks.
Yeah, that's. I do agree with that. You got to have at least a K. But as far as relocating them, Matthew, I mean, that would cost a lot of money, and they're so intricate. These men have honestly—they've just built a huge trap for themselves. And what kind of people are these? They forego having a family. They forego all of that to live their life with the cuckoos. I mean, that's—I don't know if it's sad. I don't know if it's scary. I mean, it makes me a little uncomfortable, regardless. But I do want to meet these guys. I wonder if we could get them on the podcast, actually. Maybe not now that I've called them creepy and strange.
Yeah, no, that you have to reach out to them. That has to be the very first question we ask. Do you guys think it's weird that you have no family but over 700 cuckoo clocks?
Honestly, yes. I want to know, like, because when you're a 71-year-old man who's committed his life, I mean, just lost relationships. Clearly, you know, you're not working anywhere else. You're running this museum. You've dedicated your entire being to the artistry of the cuckoo clock.
Cuckoo.
Sexually, what does that do to you? Like, what is this guy searching online? Can he only ejaculate when he gets surprised or something like that? Like, cuckoo. There has to be something weird. You know what I mean?
No, that's what he says. That's what he says when he goes.
Cuckoo. Okay, I'm sure he doesn't say it. If he says it like that, then that's even scarier. He's like a cum ninja, cuckoo. Like, you're not even aware that you're being hit with that, you know? But is this something that you'd be interested in, is potentially, like, because, again, we're brothers, they're brothers. Maybe we could approach these guys and say, like, hey.
I'm in. If we can get our hands on the cuckoo clock collection, I'm 100% in.
I wonder how much.
I want to put that on my resume. Own and operate world's largest cuckoo clock collection. Are they the world's largest?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about that. I bet you they're not, honestly. 750? I bet you somebody's got more. But you need a lot of space for that. You need a lot of space.
Good thing Google exists. Oh, no. It's two brothers. Ooh. World's largest cuckoo clock collection preparing to move their 750 timepieces. Oh, back 1 hour this weekend for daylight savings.
Wow, it's big. You know what? Now I know why they don't have kids. Because you got to commit to that.
They've spent 5 decades building that collection.
50 years.
Their Cuckoo Land Museum. Is that who they are? Is it the same two brothers?
Yeah, it's them. Yes. I mean I'm not looking that up right now, but if it's not, then what the then we're living in a simulation. If there's two pairs of brothers who both that, I mean, at least they've got to be racing to get that 51st cuckoo clock then, if there were two sets of these brothers. Just always both just a race around the world. Yeah, 750. Yeah.
So it happens, man. It's a competitive market. It's a competitive market.
Cuckoo clocks, I mean, they can't be cheap either. They're so intricate.
I wonder what their like stipulations is for what's allowed in the museum. Because there's probably like some pretty childish cuckoo clocks out there, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, are they purists? Like, does it have to be true pendulum swinging cuckoo clocks? There's no
That's a good call. It looks like it, dude. Because, yeah, there are some of those fun cuckoo clocks, right? Where like two people come out and they like, bah, and then they go back in or whatever. But it
I
doesn't
wonder if
look
there's
like
a
these
cuckoo
guys
clock.
have any of those.
If we get it, the first piece we're adding to our collection, even if we have to get it custom made, is a cuckoo clock that when it cuckoos, it's the two guys from the balcony and the Muppets that come out.
Nice. Just heckle you for a little bit. That's good.
Yeah,
Keep you
just for a
humble.
minute.
Keep you humble. I
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys look
Just a
like
quick
all their
heckle.
clocks are pretty scary. Pretty haunted. I think it's got to be haunted to be allowed in the museum. But that's just part of it.
See, now that could draw people in. Haunted cuckoo clocks.
Haunted cuckoo clocks. I also saw another thing. You all right?
Yeah, just a little bang in the knee here.
Classic space travel. Let me ask you this, Matthew. Are you afraid of bears? Because if you're not, you should be.
No.
You're not afraid of
I'm not
bears.
afraid of, because
I'm talking grizzlies. I'm talking grizzlies.
I know, but here's the thing, Andy, is when am I going to run into a grizzly bear?
I don't know. That's why it's terrifying to me, because one could pop up around any corner. That's why they're so scary.
But that's not how it works. I mean, if I was going back to Alaska to like do some wilderness retreat, maybe they would be a bit more of a concern to me. But at this point in my life, no, I'm not afraid of bears. They don't really cross my mind that often. Because
You have got to sort out your priorities then, because you should be way more afraid of bears than you are. I am always thinking about bears. Because bears, also, Matthew, bears are, if a bear, I know that, yeah, they live in the woods and stuff and in Alaska, and that's where you'd be worrying about seeing them. But let me tell you this, dude. If a bear decides to like come up to your front door, if it wants to get into your house, you're not gonna be you can't stop him.
Why would a what Andy? There's no bears around here. There's black bears, like maybe in the Ellicottville area, but they're black bears aren't going to mess with you. I think they're damn near vegetarians. I don't. They're not. They do eat meat, but like they don't like they'll eat stuff if you leave it out. But and then maybe like try to eat a dog, but I don't think they're going to try to eat me.
I mean, probably
I'm
not.
not
They
really
do
worried about
say,
black bears.
yeah, black bear, sure. I mean, those are the ones you're supposed to be able to like spook away
And
or
that's the
whatever,
only
but
time I'm ever gonna really have a run-in with if I have a run-in with a bear, because Andy, grizzly bears, they live in like Alaska,
yeah,
and
but
that's it.
you
Well,
never
actually,
know,
that's a good
Matthew. You don't
question.
know
Where do
where
grizzly
life's gonna
bears
take
live?
you. You don't know where
Are there
life's gonna
grizzly
take you.
bears?
What if you become best buddies with Joe Rogan and he says, "Hey, I want to take you out on a hunting excursion," and you're like, "Well, it's Joe Rogan. I'm not gonna say no to that." And then you go out and you see a goddamn grizzly bear, Matthew. You need to be start mentally preparing for these things 24/7.
Andy, again, I'm gonna say this again. If that happens, then I'll be a little bit more concerned about what happens if I run into a grizzly bear. But right now, I have no plans. All right, here we go. Grizzly bears today are found in Alaska, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Washington, possibly southern Colorado, as well as in western Canada. Historically, they range from Alaska to Mexico, but and by the Mississippi River, but their numbers were vastly reduced by western expansion. So, if people
Wow.
during Western expansion could take care of grizzly bears, I think I can take care of grizzly bears.
I don't know, dude. Those covered wagon boys were pretty tough. And they probably lost a lot of them
Yeah,
trying to
oh,
clear out
I'm
those
sure they did.
grizzlies.
But from a pure technology standpoint, like, my God, I could confuse the shit out of a grizzly bear. Whatever grizzly bears are scared
What are
of.
you talking about? You're gonna like do the fucking like, hold on, how do you do that?
No. People
Like
aren't doing this
this?
enough. This is what I would
You're
do.
gonna do
Like, let's
this to the
say
grizzly
grizzly bears.
bear and it's gonna freak out?
Pretend to
Oh,
take my
sorry,
thumb
Baloo. Put his
off.
brain in a pretzel.
No, I would do like let's say grizzly bears are scared of moose.
No, they're not.
I just play a moose sound, dude. I don't know.
Grizzly
Did you?
bears aren't
I
scared
saw
of
this video the
anything,
other
Matthew. They're apex
day. Yeah.
predators. They're true apex predators. They're literally unstoppable. They're not afraid of
What are
moose,
grizzly bears
Matthew.
scared of?
They're
Depression. Not being depressed like the Great
the
Depression.
fleeting reality of existence.
Oh, dude, grizzly bears are wary, maybe wary of humans, and usually try to avoid direct encounters with them. So, grizzly bear doesn't want to fuck with me.
It will. It does. They're just saying that to make you feel better. But I'm telling you, when you get out there and you're face to face with this thing, it's taking
Well,
you down, man. It can smell you.
I think like black bears are supposed to go like rock, you know what I mean? Like,
No, dude, black bears, you're supposed to get big. Grizzly bears, you're supposed to just fucking not move.
yeah, but I think if you go rock to a grizzly bear, it's still gonna destroy you. I don't think it
I
cares.
mean, it might pass you by. Maybe it'll just take a nibble instead of fully thrashing you around revenant style. You
Dude,
know what I
that's what
mean?
they do. They go hand on your chest and they rip out your insides while you're still alive.
Oh,
Do
I
you know
know.
that?
Yeah, I did know
Yeah.
that, Matthew. I'm afraid of bears. So, yes, of course I knew that. Now, let me tell you about this bear, though. See if it changed your mind. There's a bear. Let's see. Found in Canada, which is not too far away. So, this bear potentially could travel our way if he gets word of this. But here's the thing. So, this bear is 300 or 600 pounds, rather, which I feel like is maybe average or small for a bear. But apparently, it survived being hit by a train and has fathered 70% of the bear cubs in the region that it lives in, which is
Hell yeah, brother.
incredibly impressive. It's Nick, they have a nickname for this bear. They call it the boss.
Nick Cannon.
Nick Maybe Nick Cannon is just a grizzly bear with a very clever disguise.
They call him the boss. What's he the
Yeah, they call
boss
him the
of?
boss. The boss of fucking bear pussy, man. What do you think? 70% of the kids in the area? Come on. You know the answer to that question.
He probably has a cult. That's probably what it is.
What?
He probably started a bear cult and convinced all the other grizzly bears that he could bring them to enlightenment if you let them bang their wives.
That is how it goes. That's kind of funny. I like
Yeah.
that. However, what I like more is your pronunciation of cult as colt, which I know it can be a hard word to say. You're also freezing over here on my end again, which I kind of am glad because I feel like what I'm saying to you might be an insult, and I don't want you to
Cult.
come back with some other kind of
Cult.
insult for me.
No,
Okay,
I
good.
heard you. Cult.
Cult.
Cult. What was I
Cult.
saying?
Cult.
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 It's a cult.
A
It's a
cult.
cult.
It's a cult. Cult
Fuck you.
45, baby. All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Want to do a hood run of the week?
I would love to do the Hood Win of the Week if I can remember. Oh, yes. Okay. Wait, hold on. Now I remember one. Oh, okay. Yes, I got it. Okay. The Hood Win of the Week this week is Theo Vaughn versus Caretaker, which is Chris Rock's character from The Longest Yard.
I
This is a
think this is going to
curious
be a
one.
hell of a matchup.
I think it's a good matchup because Theo Vaughn, we know, I mean, you're talking about confusing a bear. If anybody could confuse a bear, it'd be Theo Vaughn with his talking about all this kind of things like, "Yeah, we had a kid growing up in my neighborhood whose dad actually was a bear." And he was half honey
What I
jar,
think.
so he was in the slower classes.
I think they'll birth both. They'll birth. They'll both work each other into verbal confusion. Like,
Yeah.
because they're both pretty, like, quick-witted. Like, they're, well, not even quick-witted, but they've both just got a lot of wisecracks that they'll just use for each other. Like, that was Caretaker's whole thing. I also think that, and some people might disagree with this, but I think Theo Vaughn is probably half a star as well. Like, I don't think he's a threat to society, especially not sober.
I don't think he's a threat to society, no. But I do
Like,
think
he's
he's
not
hilarious.
dangerous. He is, but you know how like Caretaker is half a star when they look up their rating?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that part now. I
I
haven't
don't
seen that
think
movie in so long.
I don't think Theo Vaughn is much more than that either.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I could see him getting half a star. But maybe in real life, being a little bit more, having a little bit more than a star under his belt. I do think that both of them, if anybody could kind of like follow Theo Vaughn's train of thought, I think it would be Caretaker. I think he kind of lives in that same space or is definitely not off put by it, which is interesting
Yeah.
because you feel like maybe that's going to be Theo's number one thing going into this fight is like, I'm going to be able to kind of confuse this man and then bam, 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 you know, get him when he least expects it.
However, yeah, but I don't think the, like, I don't think, I mean, unless it's all a bit, but I really don't think it is. Like, I don't think Theo Vaughn says things thinking that he's confusing people. Like, I don't think he does that on purpose. I think he just says what comes to his mind, and his mind is just all over the place.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it funny.
Absolutely. But I do think that physically, because Chris Rock, and especially this caretaker character, is so skinny. And I think Theo Vaughn, you know, he's got, I mean, it's not like he's the biggest guy ever, but he's definitely pretty strong.
Yeah, but, and I bet you he could take a beating. Like, I bet you Payne doesn't have a ton of impact on him.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I don't know that Caretaker's much different either. Like, think about it. I mean, he pretty much establishes himself as like the biggest Switzerland in prison. You know what I mean? Like, he's neutral. He's friends with everybody. He like is able, you know, he found his niche, which is like to be the caretaker, you know what I mean? Supply people with what they need. And he keeps his head out of the way. Other than that, I feel like he kind of, you know, is similar in a sense where he knows his role. And I'm sure he had to go through some shit at one point in time to get to where he was in prison in terms of, like, you know, being a neutral, being liked by everybody. Like, nobody didn't like him except for the guards and that one sketchy ass dude that ends up murdering him. But he wasn't even trying to murder him. He was trying to murder Adam Sandler's character.
Right. But I do feel like the this niche that Caretaker has built for himself is really more of a defense mechanism than anything, because he knows that if it came down to it physically, he wouldn't be able to handle himself. So I think that he's not going to be prepared for a physical altercation. I mean, even like you said, like, he's in this space that's quite dangerous, you know, living in this prison and with these guys who could definitely, I mean, beat the crap out of him. And he just has his way of getting through that is to come up with a niche, again, a niche for himself where he's not going to have to get into a physical altercation. So I don't think he's going to be ready for Theo in this case. And Theo, you know, maybe it's been a while since he's had to throw hands, but, you know, of course, I mean, I think he can still access that part of his brain, no problem.
I agree with you. I do think that Caretaker found his niche because he couldn't, you know, he has no physical prowess in that sense. So that's his way of protecting himself. And, you know, I think coming down to it, I think Theo Vaughn probably could beat his ass, although he probably has whatever Theo Vaughn's looking for. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of, like, he could be like, I got something, and it would be something like most people would be like, wow, would I want that? But Theo Vaughn would be like, you know what? I will take that, and I will not beat you up because of it. But unfortunately, that's not how the Hooligan of the Week works. So, yeah, I'll go with Theo Vaughn on this one, too.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be.
All right, well, we'll lock that in. Vote on that on Instagram on Friday. Who would win of the week? Theo Vaughn versus Caretaker from The Longest Yard. That's a great fight. Although we do know Chris Rock in real life can take a slap. Shout out to William Smith.
That's true. Name straight.
Yeah. But, no,
Oscars,
Andy,
are probably,
I mean,
coming up. I don't even know when they are.
Yeah, we just had the Globes.
Right. I think the Emmys just happened also. So I've been
See, I don't know. Some Emmy content?
Emmys or something.
Winning Emmys and shit. I don't know which one's which. Which one's Emmys? TV?
Yeah. Emmys is TV. And Golden Globes is both.
Golden Globes is music. Oh, it's both? TV and movies? Not music? Yeah. It's entertainment.
Yeah, Grammys is music.
Movies.
Oh, movies Grammys is Oscars.
Oscars is movies. Okay. Jeez, a lot of award shows.
Yep.
So it's officially award show season then, huh? Who's
apparently
winning?
Apparently it has been.
I have no idea. I don't even know what the categories are. I know Best Picture. That's the only one I got.
True, true. That's one. That is one of the categories that they are.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you? I don't know if it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, Andy. But we don't have to go too long today, given the circumstances. I don't want to cut you off too early if you still got something on your mind.
I mean, I maybe, but nothing I feel like you're really gonna want to talk about. I don't know.
All right, what you got? Give me one more. I'll give you the stand for one more.
Okay. I stumbled across this thing and I think it's a little interesting. You know, I know a little while ago when ChatGPT was released, AI was the talk of the town. Nobody could shut up about it. And it's kind of, you know, obviously we're all still thinking about AI, much like bears, but it's definitely gone down. But I stumbled across this thing today, and it's like a, it's a AI robot, or it's an AI system that is a clone of the pornographic actress Riley Reid, who I'm sure you're familiar with. And it's like a thing that, it's just a full AI Riley Reid, right? So I don't know if it's like an app or something you download, but it not only like will send in text back and forth with you, but it also like will speak in her voice, you know, and like say things, like have conversation with people. And that's
creepy.
It's insane, Matthew. And what worries me about it, you know, years ago when we first started talking about AI on the podcast, I know that I expressed this opinion of, you know, maybe doing stuff like entertainment will be the only really viable job source eventually, because, you know, robots and things are going to be taking it over after a while. But now it seems like with ChatGPT, with this thing, and it doesn't sound perfect. Like, you can tell it's kind of a robot talking. You know, some of the cadence is a little off, but like it sounds like her, you know what I mean? And that's just very, it's just wild. And the porn industry, Matthew, I don't know if you're aware of this, but has always been at the forefront of technological innovation. I shit you not, dude, like VR, the technology, e-commerce, the first ever website that developed the technology to like pay with your credit card on the internet was a porn site. That's the same technology that's now, you know, funding Amazon and things like that, which is what we all live off of, right? So I can't see this thing not just completely going up and up and up on, you know, forever. Do you think we'll have an AI president someday? That'd be so scary. I don't know.
Two things. One, you just did a verbal meme, like the handshake meme, and it's like a horny guy in 1980, Jeff Bezos being the richest man in the world. Handshake.
100%. It's the same fucking thing.
No, I don't, Andy, because like, I mean, you're pretty much talking about like us living in a Terminator world, because if that was really the case, like, let's say you're right, an AI were to like the only viable form of like the only viable job is some form of entertainment. Well, that means like that robots would have control over everything else, because nobody else would have a way to make money.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. So,
no, I know. So I don't really think that's possible. I mean, I guess you know, it could be, but I don't think it's plausible.
After a couple decades,
I'm not as worried about you. you seem to be focused on two things. Well, three things apparently. One is bears, two is AI, and three is porn.
Those are my big three for sure.
I think if you can limit yourself to only thinking about one of those per day, preferably two of the first two and not the third, if you could limit yourself to that, I think, you know, I think there's big things in your future.
That's a good question you pose, though. Oh God, my brain just fucking completely flatlined. What is that fucking word? But is it potentially more productive to think about porn all day or think about bears all day? Because you're really only thinking, because I want to say it's bears. I want to say it's bears. But if you're just sitting around thinking about bears all day, when is that really going to come into play. Like, what are you gonna do with that? I don't know.
Andy. Pretty soon people are going to be having AI girlfriends. That's going to be the real problem.
Oh, yeah. That's, I feel like people already do.
Already do. Some yeah, way you're probably right.
Or whatever. You're but now, right. Because you know what? You know, with like OnlyFans, a big thing about that is like people, you know, do the messaging. You know, you direct message whoever you're like, you know, whoever this person paying you're to. Subscribed yeah. to is. Yeah. So. And I think a lot of the like bigger models, I don't think they really run those chats either, you know, because they just have so many people. So
if now, they there was a story this... that came out that there was like this really famous person, like that was something like that. I don't know if it was OnlyFans or whatever it was, but and it was like her boyfriend worked for her, was the one that was answering like all the messages and stuff yeah. like that.
Yeah, which is ugh, it's so gross, but it's like I think that's. Pretty common, and yeah, it's strange. It's very strange.
Listen, my one piece of advice to people as they listen to us bear a snowstorm is go out and have some human interaction. Don't date AIs.
No, which is also the other thing. You ever see the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix? No. Well, that's no. the one. You know what that movie is though? It's no. the one with Scarlett Johansson. Is like his, well, it's the voice. But anyway, Joaquin Phoenix is playing this character who has like an AI assistant, right? This AI operating system. And then, of course, he eventually like falls in love with it, you know? And it's honestly, you know, it's a kind of a strange movie as Matthew freezes once again here, but I bet you can still probably hear me. But, it's kind of a wholesome love story, actually, and it's definitely strange because, of course, he's in love with this woman who doesn't exist. She's just code. She's not a real person. But, again, it's kind of like a wholesome thing. Like, they have a very interesting starting loving relationship. Now, on this other hand, we have what appears to be a growing technology that is the closest thing to that, this Riley Reid thing, and it's not quite as wholesome. You know what I mean? Which is more dystopian, I suppose, to think about, but just in a different way. I don't know. I don't know if you can even still hear me because you froze again. We should probably get out of here pretty soon then, I guess, because snow's coming down. Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I did make my way back in, but yeah, I keep coming in and out here, so. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like Age of Ultron, though. What's the woman that ends up then like being in love with Ultron? The witch.
Oh, Scarlet Witch. Yeah. She's in love with Vision.
Vision, yeah, which is Ultron.
You know what? That's interesting, though. It's different because with that, you're still, even though it's a Vision is AI, is an operating system, he still has a physical presence
being well he, yeah he does eventually with, right but he creates it himself when he you know
yeah sure but again with the Her example, which I know you haven't seen, but with the Her example and with this, there is no physical thing like you're saying. Yeah. So you're not getting that certain element of contact. However, that potentially could happen in the future.
Yeah, when they get smart enough to start
interesting
turning themselves. It's not it, Andy, it's a long shot.
I don't know, man. But you know what? I trust you more on that, honestly, because you know me, I'm like, it could happen. I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of times that stuff never does. But it only takes one time. It only takes one time, dude.
Yeah. So sometimes two or three, but you can't count on that.
Can't count on that.
All right, Andy. Well, let's get out of here before we lapse out again. I might have actually.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Hey, I love you.
I love you too. Let's get out of here. Thanks, folks.